Hey.
Hello and welcome back to a new episode and a new season of Basketball Daddy Podcast. I'm joined by my co-hosts, my children.
And hello.
Who are you?
I'm Kyle. And it's been a while since I've been on this podcast,
It's a while since we had a podcast episode.
Ice cream.
What's your name, Kai? What's your
I'm
name?
Carly. I'm
Yeah.
Carly. I'm ice cream, yummy ice cream.
Of course, you like ice cream. It's super hot outside. So that's Kyle and Kylie.
It's kind of, it was like chilly. We just went to Japan. It was like a decent 100 degrees there. So, it wasn't the best time. Especially when we're stuck in this mall with this like screen over it, and it was just baking because all the heat was like compressed onto my face, and especially like for me, it's very hard to breathe like that. So,
Did you like anything
which
about your trip?
Disneyland, my favorite. I went to Space Mountain and Thunder Mountain. The roller coaster is my favorite. The drops were very good.
Did you have a good time?
Yes.
The whole trip overall.
Yeah.
How was Japan,
Hello.
Kylie?
I need the ice cream. I need number block. Ice cream, yummy.
Okay, you
Bro,
watched a
that's
lot of number
Yoshi
blocks
Island.
and ate a
Bro,
lot of ice cream.
that's
Okay,
Yoshi's
okay.
Island.
Yeah, ice cream in Japan is pretty good.
Bro, all sheer numbers.
All right, enough with catching up. This is the first episode of the new season of Basketball Daddy Podcast. Again, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Kylie and Kyle. Today we're going to talk about some dynasty drafts and look forward to some free agency talk and some upcoming season talk. Okay, so I'm going to start with that. Okay, so here we go. All right, so the first thing I'll talk about is a dispersal draft in a dynasty league that I joined last month. So it's a dispersal draft, meaning there's already existing teams, 24 teams, but a couple of those team total of 9 teams were abandoned, and all the players from those teams were put in a dispersal draft pool. So 9 new managers come in. They have a draft of 9 teams, snake draft, and they draft based on the player pool of the players left abandoned. So, and there's a very rich pool, and this is called the Defensive Player of the Year league. Yes, what do you think of a dispersal draft, Kyle?
Yes, I think number black and with me, I need take number black and number black. I like ice cream.
Okay, number blocks and ice cream. Of course, Kyle. Now, what you think of these players in the dispersal draft player pool? Nikola Jokic.
Don't think she should be abandoned.
Yeah, I don't think. Why does a team with Nikola Jokic be abandoned?
He's MVP.
Yeah, so I mean, off the bat, that's one reason to join the dispersal draft, because you have a chance to draft Jokic. What do you think of Jokic?
Yes.
Say Jokic.
You can say my number black. I'm a
Jokic, okay. I just asked you to say Jokic. Anyway, so there are players like Luka Doncic,
Wait, did it actually get abandoned?
yeah, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Karl Anthony Towns, among others, like Josh Giddey was there. So, I mean, there's a lot of good players. Zach LaVine, Fred VanVleet, a lot of guys were abandoned.
Cannot be happening because you're dropping. You should be dropping guys like. I'd rather drop her. Horton Tucker, like,
Horton
rather,
Tucker.
Horton Tucker is the one to drop, bro.
Yeah, but they were abandoned. The whole team was abandoned. whole teams with players like a Tatum and I don't know. I think Booker was also a team with Booker was also abandoned.
Draft the guys who were like average, like who can't really do much, like you know. Just drop like random guys like Jokic, MVP, Tatum, one of the best players. And, you know, everybody else is just decent. So, like, you know.
Yeah, they definitely should have kept their team, some of these. Especially the team with Jokic and Doncic. What do you think of Luka? Say Luka Doncic.
No.
Say Jason Tatum.
No.
MB.
No.
No, say MB.
No.
Okay, then don't die. Right.
Joel Embiid.
So I went to this dispersal draft, and my draft order was, I think it was 7. And just like a lot of these drafts, international draft with players from all over the world, there's an 8-hour clock. So you have 8 hours to make your pick. And at the end of the 8 hours, then you do the draft room just auto-draft the next player for you. So I went through the whole thing. That lasted like more than a week or so. No, actually it lasted like less than a week because it was a very limited player pool and only 9 teams. So I was 7th, yeah, in selection. So here is my team that I selected. I selected with the first pick, Joel Embiid. Then I followed up with Karl Anthony Towns. So 7.
That's too abandoned.
7 and 12 picks. So that's the MB and Towns. That's
Buddy Hield.
And then, yes, I did. No, Buddy Hield was not my next pick. Fred VanVleet was my 3rd pick. Zach LaVine and Buddy Hield. So those are that's the core. Those are the core players. And because this is a dynasty, I picked up guys like Cam Thomas. I pick up guys like a Buddy Hield, Dante DiVincenzo, and then the rest of the guys are like Larry Nance, Mo Wagner. I even had Lindy Waters because it's Dynasty. And then I picked up guys like That Young. I don't know why I picked up That Young. I also added Alec Burks and Danilo Gallinari. So those are the guys that I selected. Okada Bates Diaz was a nice late round pick in this dispersal draft. Of course, Jokic was selected first, and followed by Doncic and Tatum.
Obviously, first pick.
So, what do you think of Jokic?
Yeah. As you say, my day and the ice cream and number block.
Okay, ice cream and number block. Okay, that's all you want to talk about. Ice cream and number blocks.
Alright. He's as good as ice cream and number blocks.
Maybe I should name my team ice cream and number blocks.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Kylie could be right. Like, oh, he's as good as ice cream and number blocks. He's very good. He's MVP.
Yeah, Jokic is like as good as ice cream and number blocks to my kids. So, besides the player that I selected, we also had a rookie draft where I had all my picks, so all my selections in the 2014 rookie draft. My selection, I had the number 10, and also had the number 18, and then I had some late picks in the 30s. And with those picks, I selected in the rookie draft, I selected Grady Dick and Noah Clowney were my top rookie picks. And then I added Maxwell Lewis and Julian Strawfer. So it's only 2 rounds. 48 picks total. And I got Grady Dick, which is I'm pretty satisfied with that. There's a lot of hype on his role in the Raptors since Fred VanVleet jumped to Houston. More on that later. And then when free agency started, I added guys like Jalen Wilson, another rookie. And I added Edmund Sumner, guys like Corey Joseph, Malachi Flynn, since Fred VanVleet is out of Toronto. Say Malachi Flynn.
No.
Okay, you're just gonna send number blocks and ice cream again, right? Okay, though. All right, then. Okay, Kyle, what do you think of the rookie Grady Dick? He's a 6'6" shooter who can really shoot from 3-point line.
Seen his performance yet, so I'm not going to say anything.
Well, not a lot of people have seen his performance. He only played a few summer league games. He did okay, 14.6 rebounds. Hit some threes, but it wasn't as sharp as you would like, 30% from three-pointers in summer leagues. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, he's just getting warmed up. So that was my defensive player of the year team, okay? The special draft with, you know, Anthony Towns and Cat and MB with Fred Leeds, Zach LaVine. That's my core, and then my top rookies are Grady Dick and Noah Clowney. Now for my rookie of the year league, which I finished second last year. I had also just a rookie draft this time. But before the rookie draft, I made two trades. And the trades are, I traded my first round pick, which is 24th pick in the rookie draft, to get Trenton Wofford and a round two rookie draft, a round two pick in the 2024 rookie draft. So basically, I got Trenton Wofford, and I lose a pick. I lose my first round pick this year, but then I gain a second round pick next year. And then I made another trade to get Rashawn Holmes in return for my round two 2024 pick, which is the one I got, which I think is the one, which is my draft, which is my own pick for like next year. So what do you think of Rashawn Holmes?
Yes, I do because I like them.
Say Rashawn Holmes. Say Rashawn Holmes.
No.
Say Rashawn Holmes.
Rashawn Holmes.
Say Trenton Wofford.
I could pass the day and then I speak.
Say Trenton Wofford.
Trenton Wofford?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the abandoned player just random picks in some random teams.
This is not a abandoned. These are not abandoned players. These are players I traded. Well, I didn't know anything about this. There is a dispersal draft for this league, Rookie of the Year League 2, but I didn't join that, and I don't have any information on that. But before the rookie draft, I did make these two trades to get Rashawn Holmes and Trenton Wofford. Obviously, Trenton Wofford was released, but Rashawn Holmes, who I think got for almost nothing, kind of made up for that loss. I think Rashawn Holmes is in a better situation. He's out of Sacramento, so he can only do better than nothing in Dallas. Now, for the rookie draft, I have no picks. I only have the 48th pick. And with the 48th pick, I selected, drum roll. What, Kylie? So with the 48th pick, I selected okay.
That was just random bang on the table, boy.
Hey. Huh, so actually don't know who I selected. Yeah, what happened to my rookie draft? What am I rookie draft log? But the rookie I got was Vazenkov. Yeah, that's the rookie I got. But it was not from the draft. It was from free agency. And when free agency started, you get to bid on the free agent pool, which is players left rookies left undrafted and veterans and players that were not added on any roster. And Vasenkov, who is the EuroLeague MVP, I bid for him, and I bid like $40, 40 over my $100 for Vasenkov, and I got him. Now, to give you a comparison, in the other league, Defensive Player of the Year League, Vasenkov went for $69. So I think I got him cheap, even though, you know, I don't know what he's going to do. Seems like he's bound to have a starting role, Vasenkov, in Sacramento. So, I finally found the rookie I selected. Originally it was Caleb Daniels, but then I changed my pick because it's the last pick of the draft. I changed it to Keontae Johnson of Oklahoma City. I just didn't like Caleb Daniels. I don't think he has any upside, even though he did well in college. But Keontae Johnson, who is in Oklahoma City, has a little bit more upside. So that's my rookie draft, number 48 this year. Only one draft pick. Okay, so my team still looks a lot like the team that I had. You know, I still got Kyrie, I still got Buddy Hield, Fred VanVleet. Notice I got Fred VanVleet and Buddy Hield in two dynasty leagues. I still got Booker, Brook Lopez, Daniel Gafford, Rashawn Holmes, who I acquired from a trade, Michael Porter Jr. And then in free agency, I picked up Jacob Gilliard. I still have Josh Richardson, Theo Maledon, Ricky Rubio. I picked up Kevin Knox. I still have Jeff Green. I don't know why. I still have Larry Nance, who is also in my other dynasty league. Vasenkov, I spoke about Trenton Wofford, Grant Williams, Mason Plumlee. I got Rodney McGruder, Keontae Johnson, the rookie, and Kenrich Williams of Oklahoma City. So that is my Rookie of the Year team going into next season. It was a lot of fun in the summer to have this dispersal draft and rookie draft. Keeps the summer interesting. So that's my Rookie of the Year update. Okay, Kylie, say goodbye.
No. I just said number block. I did ice cream.
Say goodbye, Kyle.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice day, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Nice day.
Thank you for listening to this episode and to my podcast. You can find me at Basketball Daddy Pod on Reddit. Hope to see you there. You can read some of my writing, stuff that I worked before the episode, and some other additional contents. Thank you so much for listening.